retrain me every week. If it's technical, you do.
The closest one to you, maybe that helps. The closest one to you, maybe that will help better. We fight against that red stop.
Well, I know when the green light comes on, it's ready. It's kind of waiting on Bruce to get here. So. Okay.
What's wrong with you two this morning? They're giddy like two little girls.
Well, we're just joyful in the Lord.
Just being what they're being, I guess.
We're goofier.
Yeah. That's okay.
It's all right.
Which one's which?
Well, we all have our moments.
We all have our moments. The goofiest.
You're a gem. I am. One door anyway.
Eventually. I don't like to say it twice. Well, what I'm going to be teaching today, y'all might as well get out your tar and feathers because you're not going to like it. But I'm going to teach it. So.
That's what I just
said. Whatever you feel.
Not going to be happy about it. Although it's good news.
Okay.
It's good news. We just need to look at it like it is. Is waiting on you, son. Okay. All right. Right now, we are in the balancer. And that's our Venus. And people's Venus are in different places according to when you were born. And to me, it's a beautiful sign because you see all the positive things, and you only see one victim, and we know how that winds up. Beverly started off by telling us we were more than conquerors or victors in Christ, and that is true. The thing is, you've got to find out what Christ is for you before you can move along in that too far. But right now, the intensity is because the moon is in Scorpio. This is the most transitional sign of all the constellations. Because it's controversial, it has to do with each person's personal judgments. Not particularly righteous judgment, but your personal righteous judgment. So, we know how it works. In Genesis 49, the prophecy about Dan, the tribe, this is Scorpio's tribe was Dan, and he travels along with them until God takes the finger and points it this way, right here. You're the dude. Where is the Antichrist? Sitting right up here in your temple. It's anti. And we were sent here to do that. There has to be conflict. God sent us here to have conflict. Although while it's going on, we're not too pleased with that. And we don't want to really look at it. But I'm trying to take a good look at it. The first time I heard this teaching, probably 3 years ago, I thought I'm not going to listen to that anymore. It was too close to home. But I finally got so I could really listen to it with a heart of understanding and a heart of love. So, here we go. Okay, let me look at my notes before I keep going on here. Our truth, Karen vividly pointed this